Last week, Governor Jay Inslee declared Washington to be in a state of drought, and that probably means we'll be in for a tough wildfire season. The summer could also be a bad one for wildfires in British Columbia, according to Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer.
Yeah, this is headed for a bad season based on what's happened so far. We don't have a formal announcement of a drought, but the snowpack is at its lowest level for 30 years in much of British Columbia, and we've already got one large fire burning near Prince George. I think this is the earliest we've had a fire this big since 1983.
How big is this fire?
Let's see. 25,000 hectares, so that's 60,000 acres. Only 15% under control, a major effort to control it. And should note that in the forests in central British Columbia around Prince George, where that fire is burning, a huge tracts of forest land have been ravaged by the pine beetle. So the wood is dead and dry, and that, of course, increases the fire risk.
Vaughn, 2014 was a very bad year for wildfires in Washington State and in B.C. What are officials looking to happen this year, 2015?
Well, I think it could be even worse, you know, and I realize I drove through Washington State where you had that big fire last year, and it's hard to think it could be worse, but I guess it is. You look at the snowpack, you know, I walk along the water here in Victoria looking across at the Olympics, and I gather when the governor did his thing last week, he had sort of comparative pictures of the Olympics, one with a snow cover, one without. It's going to be a bad year, I think, unless we get very lucky very quickly.
So given the size of this first early fire, 60,000 acres is pretty large for May. Is there anything officials can do except pray that rain comes?
Fuel up the air tankers, fuel up the helicopters, get all the workers in place, monitor like crazy, pounce on them as soon as they break out. They were, I think, fighting a half dozen fires over the weekend, and pray.
What regions are officials in BC concerned about other than this area now?
So some parts of the province, I guess, have had, you know, the Pacific storm track has moved northward. So some parts of the province, the northern part of the province, are not as worried about. But the population, of course, is concentrated on the southern part of the province. And as I say, you've got this fire right now, which is burning in central British Columbia. So they're worried particularly about the regions, I guess, that would overlap with the regions where you're concerned in Washington State. So the southern part of the province, southeastern part of the province.
So is it fair to say that when Washington State has a bad year for fires, BC follows suit?
Yeah, unless the Pacific storm track has moved a long way north, and it does move northward, we can get a bad year the same as Washington State. You kind of hope that we can trade firefighting crews back and forth and draw on Oregon and draw on some of the eastern Canadian provinces. As you know, there's a consortium that basically shares resources, and they go wherever there's a fire. So we're kind of hoping that at least they aren't all burning at the same time. But, you know, this one in the Prince George region in central British Columbia, the RCMP are investigating because there's some concern that it might have been deliberately set.
Wow.
Just what we need.
Wow. So at this point in time, though, it sounds like if you're talking about sharing resources, one can only hope that these fires are staggered if they do come and they are severe.
Sure. Yeah, I know. And that usually does happen. British Columbia loans crews as far east as Quebec and Ontario. I know we lend crews as far south as California, and similarly, those places send their firefighters here when we have fires. So we're kind of hoping that you can do that around. But look, the Premier of British Columbia, Christy Clark, toured that fire in Prince George last week and taped a statement of concern to all British Columbians. But there's no escaping it. This is the earliest we've had a big fire like this, they say, in 30 years.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, thanks so much.
Bye-bye, Marcy.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer is a regular Wednesday guest on The Record.